Oh, I am heartbroken. I am heartbroken. I am so sad for Charles, William, Harry, the whole Sussex family, Britain, the royals, everyone. I just got the news to my phone not maybe 10 minutes ago that Queen Elizabeth II has passed away at age 96. Obviously, I put out an episode earlier today reporting about the news that her family went to Balmoral to be by her side due to declining health or health scare. But, you know, there was a bit of optimism there because, you know, the Queen has had a health scare prior and, you know, she lived and she's a vessel. As I said before, she's a vessel. She is a strong woman. She was a strong woman. And, yeah, just read everything that came out here on CNN. Queen Elizabeth, dead at 96. Let's read everything that's coming up. So, first of all, I want to read what the official royal family Instagram posted. The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. And then, following that statement, they put out another... a statement from His Majesty the King at the time of the Queen's death. The death of my beloved mother, Her Majesty the Queen, is a moment of greatest sadness for me and all members of my family. We mourn profoundly the passing of a cherished sovereign and a much loved mother. I know her loss will be deeply felt throughout the country, the realms, and the Commonwealth, and by countless people around the world. During this period of mourning and change, my family and I will be comforted and sustained by our knowledge of the respect and deep affection in which the Queen was so widely held. It is very interesting and also a definite change because a statement from His Majesty the King, of course, referring to Prince Charles. So that's a big, big, big shift. So let's just read the updates here. I'm actually going to go first to TMZ because they were the first reported, at least the first came to my news. The first outlet that popped up my phone in which I received the news. Okay, Queen Elizabeth II, the longest serving monarch in British history, has died. The royal family announced Thursday, quote, "The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon, just a few hours after the palace had announced she was under medical supervision at Balmoral Castle, her estate in Scotland. They also made it clear King Charles is now in power," writing, quote, "The King and Queen consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. It was clear the situation was dire when the palace told all of Elizabeth's children to rush to her side. As it turns out, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been in the UK for events this week. Harry went to Balmoral. Queen Elizabeth II's latest public appearance came on Tuesday when she met with England's new Prime Minister, Liz Truss. Her overall condition had been in question for a while, with her royal duties being scaled back over the past year and trips she might normally make without a second thought, especially within the UK, being nixed on doctor's orders at the last minute without any real explanation. Her family and the country celebrated the Platinum Jubilee, a four-day celebration in June, honoring the 70 years she has been on the throne. It's a sad moment for all the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth realms, of which Queen Elizabeth served as head of state, and for the entire world, too, as Her Majesty was generally beloved around the globe. Elizabeth ascended the throne at a very young age, at the age of just 25 in 1952, after the sudden passing of her father, King George VI, who died from respiratory complications, leaving his daughter to take on the mantle and all of its responsibilities, of course, which is, of course, documented on The Crown if you watched the Netflix series. It was a difficult time to take the reins as Europe was still recovering from World War II. And yet, there were more geopolitical challenges ahead, and Queen Elizabeth II had to navigate a number of conflicts that directly affected her nation, including the troubles of the troubles of Northern Ireland, the UK's withdrawal from the European Union, and the gaining of sovereignty for several nation states that used to be either fully or partially under the UK rule, including Canada. Elizabeth also oversaw the decolonization of Africa and the Caribbean during her reign, as well as other territories in South Asia, like Sri Lanka, Pakistan, and more that gained independence and became republics. There are several worldwide events the Queen weighed in over the years, including Australia's pivot from a parliamentary government to a full-blown republic, the Canadian Constitution shift chair, the military coups and conflict, South African apartheid, the Gulf War, and countless other landmark moments of the 20th century, several of which the Queen was either involved in, or at least publicly addressed. For many, her opinions carried enormous influence. Of course, as Elizabeth navigated the choppy waters of royalty, she had her husband Prince Philip by her side through the majority of it, not to mention her children as well as her extended royal family, including her sister, cousins, aunts, uncles, and the rest. As you well know, the royals were the subject of much speculation, gossip, innuendo, and intrigue, but perhaps not as nearly as much as when Elizabeth's son, Prince Charles, married Princess Diana, a relationship that resulted in the extramarital affairs that we all know about and scandals, thrusting the queen right back into the spotlight, only this time in a new way she never had been. Of course, that only intensified when Diana died in a tragic accident, the impact of which is still discussed as it pertains to the larger royal family and queen by extension. Ditto over the relationship between her grandson, Harry, and his wife, Meghan, who accused the royal family without naming of names of racism in an explosive interview with Oprah. While Elizabeth herself wasn't directly implicated in the alleged comments about their son, Archie, she certainly seemed to have taken accusations to heart. The Queen appears to have taken issue. Well, she did take issue with the characterization of the royal family. You all know this. Everybody knows. She had such a storied life, such an important life. I can't honestly think of another historical figure, except maybe George Washington, who was so... I don't even think George Washington could, like... He pales in comparison to Queen Elizabeth's reign and everything she went through. It's just... It's so heartbreaking. But anyways, there's been an update here. King Charles just released a statement. He says, "The death of my beloved mother, Her Majesty the Queen, is a moment of greatest sadness for me and all of my members of my family. We mourn profoundly the passing of a cherished sovereign, a much-loved mother. I know her loss will be deeply felt throughout the country, the realms, and the Commonwealth, and by countless people around the world. During this period of mourning and change, my family and I will be comforted and sustained by our knowledge of the respect and deep affection in which the Queen was so widely held," which is a statement I read prior to. I'm just going to go back to CNN here and keep reading updates, because I'm also sure so much more is going to come out over the next couple of days with regards to many people celebrating her life, her legacy, statements from the family. Prime Minister Liz Truss, by the way, this is from CNN, called on Britons to, quote, "come together to support Charles, the United Kingdom's new king." Quote, in the difficult days ahead, "we will come together with our friends across the United Kingdom, the Commonwealth, and the world to celebrate the extraordinary lifetime of service," Truss said. "It is a day of great loss, but Queen Elizabeth II leaves a great legacy. Today, the crown passes, as it has done for more than 1,000 years, to our new monarch, our new head of state, His Majesty King Charles III, Truss said. "With the king's family, we mourn the loss of his mother, and as we mourn, we must come together as people to support him," she added, "to help him bear the awesome responsibility that he now carries for us all. Queen was an inspiration to me and many Britons," Truss says. "Britain is the great country it is today because of her," UK Prime Minister Liz Truss said outside Downing Street following the death of the Queen Elizabeth II. Quote, "we are now a modern, thriving, dynamic nation. Through thick and thin, Queen Elizabeth II provided us with stability and strength that we needed. It's an extraordinary achievement to have presided with such dignity and grace for 70 years. She was loved and admired by the people in the United Kingdom and around the world. She's been a personal inspiration to me and to many Britons," the new prime minister said. Canada's Justin Trudeau reacts to the death of the Queen. He tweeted, "It is with the heaviest of hearts that we learned of the passing of Canada's longest reigning sovereign, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. She was a constant presence in our lives, and her service to Canadians will forever remain an important part of our country's history. As we look back at her life and her reign that spanned many decades, Canadians will always remember her and cherish Her Majesty's wisdom, compassion, and warmth. Our thoughts are with the members of the royal family during this difficult time." It's so sad. I'm feeling so emotional. I mean, I know why. I mean, it really is the end of an era. It's one of the few things in the world that really tie us to our history and way of living before there was such a change in the guard of our world. And Elizabeth lived through it all. And I mean, when I first read this, I wasn't even thinking about the Diana of it all. But I just, you know, rereading that, it's like, wow, it's a real... She lived through it all. Scandal, romance, tragedy, heartbreak, taking of the throne at 25. I mean, I've seen the documentaries, I've watched the shows. I'm such a big fan of hers, and I always will be. Charles is, quote, "steeped in the future," CNN anchor asked the royal family that looks ahead to the next chapter. Charles, who's now king following Queen Elizabeth II's death, now has the job of uniting the United Kingdom, Richard Quest, CNN anchor and correspondent, said. Other than the years where his personal life created scandal, Charles, quote, quote, has served the country with Charles has served the country loyally and with great dignity over the many years, Quest said on CNN. One strength Charles has as the monarchy starts in its new chapter, Quest said, is his forward thinking. Quote, he's steeped in the future. He was ahead of the game with environmental issues. He was ahead of the game with climate change. He's ahead of the game on a lot of thoughts that are now normal. He was suggesting years ago. It's interesting because I know many of us watched this last season of The Crown. Again, I know The Crown is a fictionalized version of what the royal family's life is actually like, but I feel like so many people had controversial opinions about Charles because of the Diana of it all and how he was into poetry and how he was sort of, you know, internally struggling with the fact that he was one day going to be a ruling king and, you know, his interesting relationship with his mother. Of course, again, once again, it's all fictionalized. But it is very interesting to now know that this is how the span of events played out. I mean, we all know that we're not all here forever. And one day Elizabeth wasn't going to be queen. She was, you know, going to either step back or, you know, like today, we all knew one day it was going to happen. But I just don't think anybody ever believed that anyone else could have that job. It's like, I mean, this is what I've always thought. It's in a way like Disney. Like, I never thought that anybody could have the job or do the job as well as Bob Iger. He really, really brought that company to where it is today. I mean, with the Marvel of it all, the Disney Plus. I mean, if you've ever read about the Black Panther and how he brought Ryan Coogler's vision to life, like, it's amazing. And I know they're very different, obviously, Queen and Disney CEO, but you kind of understand what I'm saying here. Queen Elizabeth was the very great spirit of Britain, Prime Minister Liz Truss says. Queen Elizabeth II was the rock on which modern Britain was built. Our country has grown and flourished under her reign. Charles mourns the loss of his mother as he becomes king. World leaders honor the life of Queen Elizabeth II and offer condolences to the royal family. I wonder where Biden's speech. I'm sure he'll come up with a statement. Rainbow seen at Windsor Castle after the Queen's death announced. There's a photo here. Oh, the Union flag is lowered at Windsor Castle as a rainbow covers the sky on Thursday. By the way, I'm going to London tomorrow, so I wonder what the energy is going to be at Heathrow. The rise of Queen Elizabeth II to the throne, the article's here on CNN. The royal website has gone dark in honor of Queen Elizabeth II, 1926 to 2022. The Queen died peacefully at Balmoral this afternoon. The King and Queen consort will remain at Balmoral this evening and will return to London tomorrow. Oh, Camilla's queen. By the way, I'm sorry. It's really hot where I'm recording. I'm in my car right now because I'm running errands, and I had to hop on the mic and talk about this because it is, in fact, it's such a big piece of news that I couldn't avoid it. I couldn't not chat about it. U.S. Capitol flags to be flown at half-staff after the queen's passing. Tearful crowd gathers outside of Buckingham Palace as news of Queen Elizabeth II's death spreads. The White House reacts to the queen's death. Our hearts and thoughts go to the family members of the Queen, goes to the people of the United Kingdom. I don't want to get ahead of what the president is going to say, Jean-Pierre said at the end of the White House press briefing, reacting to the news of the Queen's passing. So I guess, Biden hasn't made a speech yet. But I'm sure that's going to come. I'm sorry. I keep going to refresh everything because there's more and more news coming out. And I'm sure as the days come, more and more. Wow, okay, TMZ, Queen Elizabeth II, rainbow spotted over Buckingham Palace, which is literally what I said, but TMZ posted a really beautiful photo of that, and that's really interesting how that happens. E! News is covering it, let's see. I'm literally taking in the news as I do this. I don't usually do this, I usually have the stories prepared, but it's just like, I kind of like to do things off the cuff. Wow. Anyways, I just wanted to get on here and, you know, commemorate Liz and say my condolences to her family, the people of Britain, especially her children, her grandchildren, Charles, Camilla, you know, Philip. She is going to now rest in peace with her beloved Philip, and her puppies, you know. It's sad. It really is sad. I'm sure there are people out there that probably don't, like, maybe this isn't such significant news to them because maybe they're not royalists or fans of the monarchy, but I am. And my condolences to everyone who loved her, especially her family and her doggies, of course, and her staff who probably loved her and grew close with her, and the cooks and everyone who was just in her world. What a life. If only we are all so lucky. What a life. All right, everybody. That's all I got. All right, bye.